You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning, YK Delta. This is Aiden Keller coming to you live from Bethel, Alaska. I am the Nicotine Dependence Treatment Counselor at YKHC. And today I am especially excited for our broadcast because I have teen leaders from our community, and they will be your host for the monthly Wellness Wednesday radio show to talk with us about youth participation in tobacco prevention. So without further ado, I would like to have each youth introduce themselves.
My name is Celeste. I go to BRHS, and I am a teen ambassador for YAH.
My name is Liz. I go to BRHS, and I am an advocate for YAH.
I am Alex. I go to BRHS, and I am a teen and advocate for YAH.
Hello, and I am Iota. I am from BRHS, and I am a teen ambassador for YAH.
I want to thank each and every one of you for participating today. Now, I heard you say, YAH, like it's the name of something. Could one of you tell our listeners what that is?
YAH stands for Youth Encouraging Alaska's Health.
An advocate, as an advocate, I advocate on a local level for Alaska to be tobacco-free.
And as an ambassador, I advocate on a statewide level for Alaska to be tobacco-free.
Together, we support Bethel and the surrounding communities to be tobacco-free.
That's fabulous. But why youth? Can't anyone support at the state and local level for the health of all individuals?
While anyone can, research shows that when young people engage with their peers in tobacco control issues, it helps change the social norm of tobacco usage. The work that we do helps prevent the initiation of tobacco use by educating and connecting with other youth in our community on the impacts of tobacco.
We also support tobacco-free events and locations.
Why would an event need to be tobacco-free?
Well, secondhand and thirdhand smoke is dangerous.
Secondhand smoke is a mix of smoke and other substances leaving the end of the cigarette that enters into the air, affecting everyone.
And third-hand smoke is the sticky, toxic remains of the surface where second-hand smoke has been. So even though you may not see any smoke, something has been left behind.
For example, even though the taxis in Bethel have signs that say no smoking, a person who smokes and then gets into the taxi is bringing in possibly second-hand smoke, but most definitely third-hand smoke. Elders, kids, and even babies use these taxis as a way to get around town.
YAH, that exposes them to danger.
Did you learn all this from YAH?
YAH. A few months ago, youth from around the state met in Anchorage for YAH's summer conference.
It was here that we not only met other youth leaders from Alaska, but also learned a ton about tobacco.
That's great. But why did you want to get involved in this when you could be doing something else, like drawing, reading, playing video games?
I've seen a lot of kids using tobacco in different ways.
Kids don't just smoke cigarettes, they also chew tobacco or mix it with punk ash.
We have also seen kids using e-cigarettes and read in the news that people are dying from using these.
You guys are absolutely right. In fact, the American death toll has reached 16 as of this morning, when a person who had been dead since May was reclassified as having died from using an e-cigarette. Previously, doctors were not connecting the lung illnesses we are now seeing with e-cigarette usage. Last week, the Center for Disease Control...
Is that the CDC?
Yes it is. They announced that this illness has now been documented 805 times in 46 states, as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands. The previous deaths have been documented in North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Minnesota, California, Illinois, Oregon, Virginia, New Jersey, and Nebraska.
So, no one in Alaska?
Not yet. If someone who died in May was just now determined to have died from using an e-cigarette, it is possible.
Does this concern you?
Yes.
That same report from the CDC said that 16% of the people with this illness are under the age of 18. I am under the age of 18. Those are my friends. We already know that 40% of all kids in America have tried e-cigarettes.
And that 90% of these kids use them for the sweet, minty, fruity flavors that the president is now urging a ban on.
Some of those kids who have never tried them, if it wasn't for those flavors. And now there are four times as likely than kids who don't use e-cigarettes to smoke cigarettes.
What if this wasn't an accident? What if the marketing of flavors to youth was purposely done?
Who would do this?
Well, the recent congressional hearing with Juul gave evidence that the company knew. They purposefully hired movie stars and pop culture icons, worked through social media, visited schools pretending to be working to educate American youth, and by funding summer camp programs where kids as young as 8 years old were going to participate. This is similar to what the tobacco companies have done for years.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, next week, Celeste and I will be traveling to Anchorage to meet with other teen ambassadors to coordinate events and outreach ideas that directly address not only tobacco usage within our state, but also e-cigarettes. We are also going to help plan YAZ next summer conference.
And we already came up with some ideas for the YK Delta.
Great. What did you all have in mind?
November 21st is the Great American Smokeout, and we want to host a truth campaign in Bethel.
That's right. We can create a tons of posters and hands up for the event. This can be our opportunity to work with others in Bethel to promote the health of everyone.
Being featured on the radio is a great way to get the word out. We could record some public service announcements to be played by KYUK throughout the day, encouraging anyone who is tobacco-free to stay that way, as well as offering suggestions for those who want to quit.
So, Liz, what would be something you would want to put on a PSA to have the radio play? Like, what would you want to have to be recorded in order to play over the radio to anyone in the YK Delta to listen to? What would you say to them? Or anyone? Does anyone have an idea of what they would want to say on the radio? No? Okay.
Hey, tons of kids hang out at the library after school on the weekend. We need to host an event to reach those kids. They already go to the library.
We could also spend time during story hour reading to younger kids and talking to them about not starting tobacco.
That's a great idea.
Actually, our department at YKHC wanted to create a culturally relevant educational tobacco prevention book for children and black and white to read in Yupik and Chupik with their parents. This would be to have youth help educate their families about the dangers of tobacco use and reduce tobacco use in the YK Delta region. We could look at having everyone here help out today with a friendly message. These books can also be used to make copies and even have individuals color them.
Sure, and maybe once we've accomplished these things, we can start to work with local schools and present information by youth for youth.
You mean go into schools and talk to other kids and let them know all this information we have learned since joining YAZ?
Yeah.
Oh, if others see how successful our presentations are, maybe we could even travel outside of Bethel in order to present to villages. Everyone in the YK Delta needs to know this stuff.
While the work we do is important, someone we speak to might be interested in stopping tobacco once and for all. How can they do this?
Thanks for asking. YKHC's Nicotine Dependence and Treatment Program offers free services to anyone 12 years and older, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have not moved into the new hospital building yet, and you can still find us in the old hospital by the pharmacy that is now dedicated to the ER. As a certified treatment counselor, I can help someone develop a personalized quit plan based on their current nicotine use. Generally, this involves setting a quit date, checking in on that quit date, and following up multiple times for 1 year. We offer different kinds of nicotine replacement therapy, as well as the counseling I mentioned, in order to talk about stress management, healthy living alternatives, activities you can participate in, and also talking to the individual about seeing how they can find support and other advocates to help them in their quitting attempt. Another great resource is the school clinic held at BRHS.
What if someone doesn't want to talk but still wants help?
Well, that's easy. They can text QUIT NOW to 1-907-891-1740 and access a free text-to-quit program created by YKHC that offers daily tips and advice. It is confidential, and the enrollee never has to talk to a real person or give away identifying information. A person can text the word HELP and immediately receive support 24/7. Again, that number is 1-907-891-1740. If none of these options are something someone wants to look at, there's also the 1-800 Alaskan Quit line.
I got a great idea. Do you think we can write encouraging messages and add them to the list? That way, anyone who texts receives a message from the YK Delta Youth?
Sure. I don't see why we can't add youth messages to Quit Now from YKHC. What kind of messages would you have in mind?
You can do this.
We can get through this together.
People are willing to help you.
And we are willing to help you.
Wow. You know, I am overwhelmed by the passion in this room, YK Delta. The young people here certainly bring dedication to the table, no matter what they are working on. Did any of you have anything else you wanted to talk about for what you've been working on with YAH or tobacco cessation in the YK Delta? Okay, well, regardless, the health and wellness of all Alaskans are on the hearts and minds of these bright individuals. Our time is coming up to a close, and again, I want to thank each and every one of you, Iota, Celeste, Alex, Liz, for being the brave souls they are and participating in this week's Wellness Wednesday broadcast. I also want to thank all our listeners across the YK Delta and anyone else that might be tuning in. My name is Aiden Keller, and I am the Nicotine Dependence and Treatment Counselor here at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel, Alaska. See you soon, Delta.
Chill with you later.
See y'all on the flip side. Oh,
okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.